What's up, guys? This is Let's Talk with Author Fee here. Welcome to my podcast. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about the exciting world of writing and publishing for beginner authors. Whether you're just starting to put pen to paper or you're just in the early stages of your writing journey, hey, this episode is for you. Let's get into it. The joys and the challenges of being a beginner author, guys. What are some of the most rewarding aspects for becoming a beginner author/writer? Guys, there are a lot of rewards to this. I mean, once you put out your first book, it's going to be like Woo! So there's really a lot of good benefits and rewards to becoming an author/writer. You can sell your products. You can sell your books. You can sell them on Amazon. You can sell them on Barnes & Noble. You can sell them on a whole different platform. And when I say, guys, there really are good rewards to it, there are good rewards to it. Because when you become an author/writer, you are able to self-publish your book, and you are also able to do traditional publishing. It's just really up to you of where you want to go with your publishing state. Now, for me, I'm a self-published author, guys. And I self-published with KDP through Amazon. And the self-publishing is really great because you get to own all your content. You are in charge of your marketing, your publishing. You're in charge of creating ideas, how to get your book sold. You're in charge of all of that when you're doing self-publishing. But with traditional publishing, guys, they're in charge of your book getting published, your marketing, you know, they're in charge of all that. Copyrights, they're in charge of all that. So I go the self-publishing way because I want to be in charge of my own content, my own rights. I want to be in charge of all of my stuff, because when I want to write a book, I don't have to worry about going through nobody. I can just go in there and do it myself, go to my illustrator, edit, and bam, it's done. I don't have to worry about waiting around, because when you're self-publishing, everything is on your time and your terms. That's the joys of becoming a new author or being an author/writer. Also, guys, the writing process for beginners. How can beginners develop a consistent writing habit and a routine? For me, guys, I'm going to tell you my story. In order to have a consistent writing habit, this is what I do, guys. I write a paragraph a day. I start on the weekend because, you know, I work weekends at the rehab. I start on the weekend. We have plenty of downtime, and I go ahead and think about my title. I think about my title first and what I want to call the book. Once I think of my title, I do my copyright page, my QR code page. I go ahead and do all my little pages I need to do for the beginning of the book. And then I think about what process I wanted or how I wanted to start, because you have your plot, which is the beginning, the middle, and the end. So I go ahead and start my beginning process. And then I wait a couple of days and I go back and I do the middle process. Wait around a couple of days and then I try to finish the ending. But I try to finish one book, guys, in less than 2 weeks, because it can be done. What are some of the effective strategies for overcoming writer's block? Guys, you're going to get writer block. There's no way that you're not going to get it. You're going to get writer block. You're going to be stuck at some pages. You're going to be stuck at a paragraph. You're going to be stuck at a sentence. So when I first started doing my novels/short stories, I always had writer blocks, guys. I was, like I said, I do my first couple of pages to go ahead and get the book started. Do my title, go ahead and get that in there, and then I figure out what type of plot or how I want the plot to go. And I do the beginning, and once I do the beginning, it just flows to me easily because I'm used to writing, and I have been doing this for a whole year. But my first time around, guys, I mean, I knew how I wanted the story to go, so I did my first plot, which is the beginning. I did that first, and then I came back a couple of days after I thought about how I want the middle to go, and I went back in and I did that. Because you will get writer's block. So don't get hesitant because you got writer's block. Just take your break, get some woosah, sit down and think about it, and then go from there. Sometimes you have to step back from writing, guys, to figure out how you want the next plot to be or how you want the middle to be. What are some key elements of a strong story or narratives, and how can beginners focus on those? some strong elements, guys, is like you really have to figure out where you want your book to go and how you want to create that book. Because if you're writing this story, the story is really about how you want this story to go. When you're doing it, I just say go with the flow, because that's what I started doing. I just started going with the flow. And if you have somebody to help you with the storyline, which is sometimes you ask questions, how should this go? Because I used to ask my friend, how you think I should let this end? Or how you think I should start this middle? Sometimes it's good to get a second opinion or advice from someone and see what they think about it. And then once you talk to them or you think about how you want your middle to go and how you want the aspect of it and the plot to thicken, then you just, it's all going to flow to you. And if you're a writer, it's definitely going to flow to you, because the idea is going to come to you, guys. You have to be very creative when you're putting that book together. You have to be very creative. Publishing and marketing for newbie authors, guys. What's the difference between publishing for traditional and self-publishing? What are the options that are available for beginner authors? You have traditional publishing and you have self-publishing. Traditional publishing, guys, like I said, they do everything for you. The marketing, getting the book cover and all that, they do everything for you. That's the good thing about self-publishing, except you don't really own all your content because they're in control of your entire book. With self-publishing, you're in control of when you want this book to come out, how you want your story to be. You don't have to, you know, keep rewriting. You can just go with the flow and put it out when you get ready. But you are in charge of marketing and you're in charge of getting your books, you know, out there, getting your name out there. You're in charge of all that versus traditional publishing. They're in charge of doing all that for you. So me, I'm a self-publishing person because I like to be in charge of what time I want my books to drop, how I want my books to drop. I'm in charge of all of my own marketing, and I like to do things on my own, and I like to do things on my own time when I'm available to do it on my own time. So it's up to you on which way you want to go. But if you're a new beginner, I say start with self-publishing. I say go to Barnes & Noble Press or KDP, Ingram Spark. There's several of them out there that you can use. And I say go the self-publishing route. Just do a test run and see how you would like it. And if you like it, and you might want to step your game up and go to traditional publishing, that's totally up to you. How can beginner authors be effective with marketing and promoting their own work? Guys, what I do is when I get ready to sell my books, I normally do my own pop-up events. I will host my own pop-up events because I found that it was easier for me to do my own pop-up events and host my own pop-up events and bring vendors into me. That way I'm able to make money through the vendor, and I'm also able to make money with selling my books. So with me, I do like my own pop-up events. But with you, you can join a book fair. You can join festivals. You can join pop-up events. It's really up to you on what you want to do and how you want to market, because you are going to be the marketer if you're self-publishing your book. There's things out there you can do, guys. Pop-up events are very popular. You know, festivals are popular. Join a festival, join a pop-up event. There's ways of being effectively being able to market your book. What are some tips of navigating the publishing industry for a new writer? Guys, my tip is, if you're just wanting to do something, I say go for it. Don't let no one stop you. Just go for it. Just go for what you know, for what you know. Everything ain't going to be great your first time around, guys, because there's trials and tribulations to everything that you do. There are steps to everything that you do. You know how you want to make it great. So that's why I always tell people to self-publish one book first, see what you like. You can always change it up and go from there. So anyway, guys, building a writing community. What is important for beginner authors to connect with other writers? Guys, there's several groups on Facebook that you can join. And once you join in on groups, you can ask them several questions, because they're all or either writers, authors, or they have published a book. You know, they have something going on. And they could tell you how to get it started. You also have illustrators in the, you know, writing groups or author groups. You also have editors in there. I mean, there's somebody in those groups that can help you with any question that you need help with. They're also ready to give you their services, too. So I say join a writing community. I mean, join a, children's book community or book community on Facebook. There's several of them out there. You'd be surprised when you start searching them. How can beginner authors find a join a supportive writing group? As I said, join one of the groups on Facebook, because there are plenty of them out there. There's always somebody in those groups that can help. So anyway, guys, for my new beginners and my new authors, hey, get out there and make it happen. Go ahead and start writing their book. Go ahead and start writing those chapters or their novel, because there's going to be some trials, tribulations with everything. So go ahead and get it started. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode that I have provided for you guys. I tried to provide some valuable insights for my new authors that you can embrace on when you're doing your own writing journey. Remember, the most important thing is to keep writing, keep learning, and keep believing in yourself, guys. Wishing you all the best. Good luck. This is Author Fee Hill. Check me out on the next episode.